Blog Talk Radio.
Jumbo, hello. Good afternoon. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Jasari's Love Show. This is part of the home-based business platform of Home-Based Business 101, created by my wonderful, wonderful husband of 30 years, Sitawi Jahi. I am Jasari's Love, and I am so happy to be here with you today. I want to, first of all, thank each and every last one of you for taking the time out, for listening in to my show. And I hope that you enjoy it, get something from it, and encourage other people to become listeners. I am so excited to be back on for the second week in 2017. And just, you know, it's such an exciting day, this particular Saturday, January, I believe it's the 22nd, 2017, the day after the inauguration of the country's new president, Donald Trump. A lot of controversy behind that. And that will be part of my subject matter today on the Jasari's Love Show. In showing love, we cannot avoid, you know, what's happening in our history and what's happening around the world. But first of all, I want to thank you, the listening audience, for all the time you put in to listening to the Home-Based Business 101 series with Victoria Falk on Mondays. You usually catch her around 3:30 with the travel and so much other information that Ms. Victoria Falk shares. And then on different days with my husband, Sitawi Jahi, Baba Jahi, the tax guru, and myself, Jasari's Love, and my name is Cynthia Jahi. Today, you know, is a interesting day, the day after the inauguration, and my sister, Kim, and myself, and my mom of 89 years of age, we did watch the inauguration. We are African-American, just so you'll know. And we decided, we made a choice, even though we know a lot of people just couldn't stand the thought of looking at it, although we know the Trump supporters were excited and happy to look at it. It is information that we had to witness for ourselves, and we chose to look at it on TV, and we chose to, you know, just be observers of what was going on. With that whole process, and we wanted to make sure that we heard what the new president had to say, and anything else that any of the new people that are going to be working with him, his Vice President Pence, whatever it is that he wanted to say. And we know that, regardless to what they say and what they do, that we have to move forward strategically in love, with love. So that the country can be a healthy country, so that me as individual can be healthy, and so that we as our families, you as individuals, you as a family, you as your community, can be healthy and you can thrive. And we have to understand, you know, that there are people who don't want you healthy, or in their mind, what they consider health, we know is unhealthy, and they really don't really, really care if you thrive. And it's very important that we do cover that issue. So yesterday was yesterday. I watched that inauguration program, very regimented, very loveless, you know, more, in my opinion, you know, a lot of excitement, of course, but very methodical and very much like the campaign, which, you know, did not give any love. And it is critical that we realize when we're around people or policies or establishments that are not reaching out and being caring and loving. This is about our lives. This is about our standard of living. This is about us as individuals, our families, our communities, our neighbors. This is about making a choice to be inclusive and to try to work with people, knowing that, no, we can't agree on everything, but we have to agree to do things in a loving, caring, harmonious, positive manner. And that is just the way that it is. And we have to be strong in making sure that message of love comes out. I'm going to say something to you that may sound kind of crazy, but a couple of months ago, my sister and I and my 89-year young mom, we're looking at The Walking Dead. Yes, I said it. We were looking at The Walking Dead, And The Walking Dead is really just one of a very few shows that I look at and that my sister look at. We really don't look at a lot of TV. But we chose to look at that particular one because it talks about strategies and it shows people, you know, living among horror, living among confusion, living among illness, living among desperation, and how they have to come up with strategic ways to survive. And a lot of their ways require that they're trusting, that they have faith, and they walk in love. Some of their ways means that they have to defend themselves, and they have other strategies that they have to use. But one of the things that happened on this particular day, it was part of the show that showed a man, an evil person named Negan. And if you can look it up on YouTube, look for Negan. I think you spell his name, N-E-G-A-N. He's a character in the show, and he's yielding and wielding a baseball bat that has nails in it and all kinds of things that if it was to come across our head would be horrifying. And so, and it's already always bloodied up. And in this particular episode, he strikes at a couple of the people, the good people who are trying to survive. And he unmercifully beats them to a pulp. I've heard of someone being beaten to a pulp, but in that show, they didn't show it totally, the graphic thing, but they showed the beginning and they showed the end of what being beaten to a pulp in the head looks like. And that show, when they did the part afterwards called The Talking Dead, which is a talk show that reviews what is going on in the show called The Walking Dead. And they have a panel of people. Some of them are the actors and actresses from off the show. Some of them are people who are just fans of the show. And it's a very good show. Well, on this particular day in California, it did something that it hasn't done in California in quite a long time, according to the commentator. And as a matter of fact, the part of California they were in, which I don't know whether it was Los Angeles, I guess it was, wherever it was in California, it doesn't rain there, okay? And if it does, it's only one or two times a year, and they get less than an inch. And at that moment, when the people were showing the scene and talking about Negan, it poured down raining. And it rained the entire hour that the show was on. And the commentator said that what he believed happened, there was so much sorrow from the viewers and so much love and compassion, even though they were having love and compassion for the actors and actresses, that it opened up the heavens, and it caused our Creator to cry or to send tears. That's powerful to just think of that, you know, if that was possible, if that really happened. And I believe that it did. And I'm saying all that to say that that's why love is so important. We have got to choose. And some of you on the line, you may be in total disagreement with me. You may be a fan of Donald Trump. You may be a fan of his cabinet. You may be a fan of the KKK. I don't know. But I'm reaching out to everyone, and I'm saying just stop. Just stop. Don't talk. Turn your TV off. Turn your radio off. Turn off your phone. Stop texting while I'm talking. Get off of Facebook. And clear your mind and open up your heart and just take a moment and look at your hands, your own personal hands. If you're near a mirror, look in the mirror. If you're not in the mirror, just touch your nose and touch your eyes and take a deep breath. I'll start with the deep breath. That breath you just took, it's connected to my breath. It's connected to the breath of all people and living things on this planet. Now, you're supposed to be able to breathe in oxygen and blow out carbon dioxide, I believe is what it is. But just think about it for a second. We're all linked together some kind of way. We're linked together from the first humans found in Africa, everyone on this line, and you could hate it, you could despise it. Some people may hate, you know, the thought of being linked to Africans. Some people may be going crazy, pulling their hair out, thinking, oh, my God, they don't want to be linked to Native Americans, you know, whatever tribe it could be, Cherokee, Lakota, whatever. Some people may be going crazy thinking that they could be linked to some Aborigine people of Australia, the original people. Shame on you. But it's easy for you to continue to have that hate because you won't take the time to get quiet. I know you're chattering right now. I can hear you. I can see you. You're chattering, your mind is going, and you refuse to stop. I'm telling you, when you take the time to stop and look at your hands and say, and admire what God had put together, and then look at the hands of a Native American, an African American, Latino, other people, other colors, and see that our hands look exactly alike except for the tones and the colors. Your eyes look exactly like mine. Your blood will be exactly like mine. It may have a different chemistry of some sort in it as far as the actual breakdown of the DNA, but it's blood is blood. Your saliva, same, except for, you know, if you got a cold or something. You're going to have to take in some food and some water and some air, and you're going to deposit some kind of feces or some type of urine. It's going to be for real. For real, for real. Okay? And you have to decide consciously, am I being logical? Am I doing what the Creator want me to do? Am I being loving? If not, why am I not being loving to my fellow human beings? Or why is it that you don't even realize that African American Latinos are human beings? The disabled, they're human beings. If something happened along the way, and they may have gotten hurt or had a birth malfunction. It has to do with being willing to shut your mouth and turn off your telephones and your TVs and just get quiet and maybe be by yourself and maybe go outside where there's a tree and look at the tree and see how gorgeous it is and how a God, our Creator, created that. That may be what you need to do. I believe it's something in nature you need to look at and really study and realize how little we are in comparison to the universe and all that God has created. He created it with love, and he created it divinely so it could all work together uniformly. There is day with the sunlight coming up, or, you know, the way the planet, you know, revolves. And then there's the moon. They're both there all the time, but we only see them when God is ready for us to see them. And the clouds are going across the sky. I want to take a moment to just thank those people, my brothers and sisters of all colors and races and ethnicities and religions and sexes of for putting this Women's March together today. I want to take that time to thank them. I want to take the time to thank Carmen Perez. Happy birthday, Carmen Perez. Happy birthday, Carmen. Happy birthday to you. Thank you from Cynthia Jahi of the Jasari's Love Show for putting this Women's March on D.C. together. Linda Sarsaw, I believe that's how I say her name. Thank you. Thank you so much. Tamika Mallory, thank you. Thank you so much. Supporters, Van Johnson of the Love Movement, thank you. Thank you so much. And the many people who were there to speak, the actresses, America, let me make sure I got her name right, America Ferrara, thank you. Alicia Keys, always out there in the struggle. Janelle Monáe and the beautiful songs you sang. Madonna came, international stars. Maxwell, Brother Maxwell was there. We had senators. We had Senator Kamala Harris. Senator Maxwell Waters was there, and many, many others. I don't have every single name because I didn't go into it like I should have, taking notes. And I wasn't there. This is from looking at C-SPAN, everyone. You want, you know, Muhammad Ali's daughter, Marion Ali, was there. Miriam Ali was there. Miss Randy Wingarten of the American Federation for Teachers was there. Wendy Carriola from El Salvador, an activist from California, was there. This thing was just absolutely awful. I mean, awesome. Sonia from the Pacific Islands, immigration. She's an immigrant from South Korea, was there. Native Americans from Stand the Rock movement was there. Judith LeBlanc, activist, was there. There were so many, and I know that I missed so many names, and I do apologize because I did not sit down prepared to write these names down. I just was just looking at it and enjoying it and being a part of it and participating. I clapped my hands, I danced, our mother danced, we sang the chant. People is all about love. Again, this is the Jasari's Love Show, Blog Talk Radio. This is a platform of the home-based business 101 from Sitari Jahi. And this is about the Women's March on D.C. today. There were over 360 marches around the world. There were marches in London, England, other countries. I don't know all the names yet. I have to look on the news for that. There were marches in New York. There were marches in Florida, California, other states that don't have the list. In D.C., there were hundreds and thousands of people there. There were more people there than there were for the negative feelings that we have from this inauguration. And why? Because it's about love and it's about us fighting for our rights, us standing, taking a stand, letting our voices be heard, letting people know that women have rights. Women have rights. And the Latino community, wherever people have come from in South America, that actually they were already here anyway, along with the Native Americans. Why are you saying that they need to leave for any reason, whether they're documented or undocumented? Why does anybody have to be documented for that reason? So there was so much that was said, and there was a transgender and the queer, the Q movement was there, and I've never really been a fan of that, but I understand from listening. I closed my mouth, and I had my ears and eyes open, and open my heart to try to understand people. This is people. People can't help how they're born. If they're born looking like a female but feeling like a boy, looking like a boy and feeling like a female, how can I explain that? I don't know. So who am I to judge? But I looked at these people and I was walk past them and stand by them and had coffee. I would not have known that this transgender was a man and he's now a female, and I would have not have known. So we have to let the universe, let God help us with these things. And the one thing that we have to do is be loving and be considerate and listen and keep our hands to ourselves. Don't feel as though we have to put our hands on something and try to make it be what we want it to be. It is what God creates it to be, and that is for whatever reason. I don't always know the reason for that, but I do know that being evil and cruel, that's not the answer. Putting up walls, that is not the answer. But getting back to this whole thing, and well, I'm not getting back to it, I'm still right on it. I was just so excited to see this and to be able to hear what these people had to say. And their desire to make sure that they're not, that we're not marginalized, that, you know, we voted and our votes should count, and that as citizens of this country, we're sick and tired of people playing games with our vote, with these different technicalities, even if it was something that was created when the founding fathers created it. If it is stupid, if it is bad, if it is ridiculous, if it is not helpful, if it does not allow the everyday citizen to be heard, then it needs to be changed. Just like slavery was wrong and it had to be changed. There were a group of people who decided to have slavery, and there needed to be a group of people to decide, no, it is bad, we do not need to have that. Just like there were men who were against women having the right to vote. And there's still men who are against women having the right to get equal pay. It was changed as far as the vote. Now women vote. We women vote. And it was changed. It's being changed as far as us being receiving equal pay. It is for the same job. And it's not about, I've heard some people on the EC stand saying, all those people, stop it with the all those people, and again, stop. But no, I understand it's hard for you to stop because you don't want to listen to anyone. But just stop for a minute. I'm asking you this in love. Just stop. Just stop. And take a deep breath. Okay. And open up the book to love. And just take a moment and just think about it. Life is so much better when you are loving towards other living things. You know, it's a funny thing. You know, some birds flew out of our house last week, and we didn't run around try to kill the birds. We just opened up the door so that, not so that more could fly in. We just said, okay, God, please don't send any more in. But so the birds could go back out. But some people would have panicked and killed the birds. No, we just let the birds go back out. And what happened was they gotten caught up in a reef on my mother's front door, and they must have thought, oh, this is a nice, cozy place for me to be in the wintertime. Looks like I could really eat this stuff. Oh, my goodness. And when we opened up the door, they were hanging onto the reef or sitting on the reef, and they just came on in. Well, it happened twice. The first time, we didn't know how. The second time, we saw how it happened, so took the reef down because it wasn't going to be a third time now, even though we weren't going to hurt the birds. But I'm just saying that I had to consciously, you know, stop killing everything that I see. Now, you know, so spiders, I will remove them from my house. If I see a spider or those other little hoppity creatures, I'll remove them. I usually catch them in a jar or something. I have my husband do it if I can't do it. And I'll remove them. Then I must admit, it's all out for certain other creatures. You all know the roach creature, yeah, that's got to go. I don't have any love for that. And, you know, I just do my little forgiveness. But, you know, a bird, I let the bird go back out. I mean, a squirrel, I would hope I could get it back out. It wouldn't get caught in something. A dog or cat, you know, I just let it go back out, or I would call for help. Someone else could remove it carefully out of my house. We have to be more tolerant of each other as people. If you totally, totally disagree with a person's lifestyle, just remove yourself from it if it's that bad. Just remove yourself. If you can't physically, maybe someone on the job, let's say you physically can't remove yourself and it just drives you crazy. You just can't stand this person's ways. Maybe it is somebody that's transgender. I don't know. I'm just saying. Then remove your mind. Yes, remove your mind from worrying about what they are and what they do and concentrate on what you need to be doing. And I'm saying this to you with love. Oh, yeah, I'm saying it to you with love. Sometimes we have to remove our mind and remove what we want to just do what we need to do. So if you're working with someone and you're thinking, oh, you know, this person is African-American and you don't like African-American, or this person is from India, remove it from your mind and just do what you need to do. Get the work done. Be pleasant. And when you decide to take the time, take the time to read a lot of other different literature besides what is being said to you to find out more about these people and what they're really like. Maybe you can sit down and have lunch and say, you know what, I just don't know what you really believe or what your type of people are really like, what Indian people or whatever that type of person is. Sit down and just ask them. Sit down and get to know them. I remember one day, I was in a hotel, a very local small hotel, and for the first time in my life in Baltimore City, I saw a Native American person who looked nothing like anybody that I had ever seen, even on TV. He was a very huge guy. He wasn't fat, and his complexion of his skin was kind of reddish, brownish, brick reddish. And I knew that I had never seen anyone that looked like that. And I had been to powwows, and I still hadn't seen anyone look like this guy. So I walked over to him, and I introduced myself, and I said, look, I run an African-American culture center, and I like to meet people from around the world. And I have to tell you, I have never seen anyone that looked like you. Could you please tell me where you're from? And he did. And we spent 2 hours engaged in conversation, and my brother came along and joined in conversation, some of the people that he was with. And I left there. First of all, I didn't have anything negative feelings about them anyway, which made that easy for me. But I left there really, really feeling that I had gained something, that I had been opened up to knowledge, that I had allowed myself to expand my humanity just by asking that question, shutting my mouth, and letting him share with me who he was, where he was from, what he was doing, what his challenges was, what his people were like. He ended up being from, I believe it was South Dakota, and he was in D.C. back then, I think it was 1990-something, again, to go to D.C. to express the pain and horror and suffering that his group of people were doing, the Native Americans in that area where he lived. But I got a chance to hear him and to get an idea of what he was thinking and what his life was like. So to all of us, I say, include the prayer, the stillness, the calmness, time for meditation. Again, as I told you last week, listening to peaceful and calming music. It is a conscious decision, especially for anybody that's listening to me who has any hate in your heart for any group of people. And if you can come to the realization that you do, okay? And that is to do those things. Now, we know in this situation where we're dealing with the new government that's coming in, and we look back, especially as African Americans and Native Americans and all the people who have been marginalized in this country and all the people who have been marginalized by American and European ways around the world. We know that there are times we have to absolutely come into defense of ourselves. That is just a given. That's just nature of the nature of life, is to defend your life when you have to. And it's very, very important when we're talking about someone removing you from the planet because they don't like the color of your skin, extinguishing you because you're a Jew, then that's a major, major problem, because the tactics that these people use, or these, I call them aliens actually, these unknown, I don't know what these type of creatures are, that they use is evil. It is something where it's going to be warlike. You know, to stand a group of people up and to shoot them down, there's no love there. That is evil, especially when people are just doing it only because you don't like those people and the way they want to live their life. And they're not imposing anything on you. They're not taking anything from you. It's just that you want to have your way of life to be everybody's way of life, and that's not what life is about. The Creator didn't create so many diverse types of people with so many different looks for everybody to have one blank way that we're supposed to dress, eat, and feel and express ourselves. That's why, if you notice, all the animals are different. A cow moves. A pig doesn't move. Should we get mad at the pig because it don't move? Should we get mad at the cow because it doesn't go oink, oink? It is what it is. It does what it does, and we accept it for what it is. For those people who eat the ham, you eat your ham. For those people who want to eat the beef, you eat the beef. You have that choice. And for those people who prefer chicken, you eat your chicken. Those people who want fish, you eat fish. And those people who don't eat any seafood or any meats, you don't. You have your vegetables. But the Creator has put it on the planet so that there are those varieties. You don't have to hurt the cows. You don't have to hurt the pigs if you don't want to eat that. You go over and you go pick your lettuce out of your garden and you eat that because that's what you choose. So I just wanted to kind of say that. I need to turn this off because it's about to drive me crazy. What's happening? We were washing some clothes and we've got this new washing machine, and I was going to figure out how to turn that thing off in the middle of whatever the cycle. You know, you think you're going to break it if you stop it in mid-cycle. But I had to stop it so I can get through this call. Again, this is Cynthia Jahi. Oh, I said my name. Of the Jasari's Love Show. This is part of the Home-Based Business 101. And I just had a thrilling day. Sitting with my sister Kim Williams, who is this beautiful person, she's my baby sister, and sitting with my mom, 89 years young, Edith Williams, and Mrs. Edith Williams, and we've been enjoying the Women's March on D.C., and this has been absolutely supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, or shall I say, it was filled with the whole Guzu Sab. It was filled with Umoja and Kuji Chagalia and Ujima and Ujamaa and Nia and Kuumba and Imani and Hashima. I added that one, respect, which means it was filled with unity amongst all the people there. All kinds of music, all kinds of people coming from all kinds of places, coming together to push forward, to let D.C. know that we're not going to go backwards to the good old days, because they weren't good old days. We're going forward to a brand new future. And as my sister Kim Williams said, as we sat on the edge of my mother's bed, she says, we're not going to make America great again, because America was never great. We need to get that straight. Dropping bombs on people don't make you great. It just makes you a big bully. What is great is love. Muhammad Gandhi is great. Marcus Garvey is great. Dr. Martin Luther King is great. Mother Teresa is great. Princess Diana is great. Michael Jackson is great because of his love, his humanity, his music. It's about love. And there's so many people who go around the world. I think about Dolly Parton and how great she is because her music is about love. And she gave some, they had a disaster in the Smoky Mountain area. And she just gave, she didn't worry about FEMA. She just got together with her fellow musicians and they helped people. That is love. And that's what we have to concentrate on. We have to concentrate on love. And for, I know there are people who are still trying to understand, okay, why the march on D.C.? Because the new regime that's coming in, the new government that's coming in, is anti-everything that represents America. He's anti-freedom of speech. What did he do during his entire time that he was campaigning? He encouraged people to bind people, to knock people down, and he referred to the civil rights movement. Yes, he did, if you listen. If you listen. That's not loving. That's terrible leadership. The leader of our country should always be trying to find ways to work with people, especially in that situation where it was a nonviolent situation. A person was just there to hear what was going on. Again, taking the time to get quiet, do a sincere prayer, stillness, calmness, getting to know the people around you, getting to understand other people. The European has to take the time to not just study people so you can take over and conquer them because you think you're better than they are, but to get to know people and respect them and appreciate them and understand that God didn't make any one man any better than the other. There may be certain things that we just naturally do better for whatever reason. We just have a tendency to maybe like football, and it just so happens that I love dance, but I also love crochet, but also love politics, or shall I say activism, helping someone. I love helping children read. I love to read. You couldn't look at me and say, as an African-American person, oh, yeah, I bet you she can dance real good, without stopping to ask me, do I love to read books? And who gave the European the right to be the standard for what is classy, classical music, classical literature? That's just something, it's classical for Europeans, but it's not classical African music, it's not classical African literature or Indian literature, Indian literature, music, or Hawaiian music. We can't, you know, allow ourselves to let other people's standards and lack of understanding of what God had put together in his universe to be what we accept as our report card for how we're supposed to live. That's ignorance. That's ignorance. He put a brain in everybody's body so that we could think and we could say, okay, in my household, this is my standard for what, you know, what I consider, let's say, a decent dinner. I could go in your house, and your standard for a decent dinner could be hot dogs and beans with a glass of water. My next door neighbors could be, you know, peanut butter and jelly. And somebody down the street, theirs could be chicken, fried rice, asparagus. Everybody ate. Everybody's tummies are full. One is really no better than the other. Now, let's say if every day these people rotated and each family, you know, ate similar things every day, then the family that eat peanut butter and jelly, maybe one day, the next day, they did have the chicken and the rice and the corn. Or maybe they decided to go vegan and just had a wonderful salad, so they balanced it out. You see, there's so much diversity, so many choices. I just want us to take the time to be more loving, to consciously decide. It is a conscious decision. That is how it works. You consciously decide to be more loving. You consciously decide when you're driving the car. Right now, some of you are driving your car. You consciously decide to slow it down. Some of us are always in a hurry to go somewhere. Why is that? Because we always get up too late to get out of the house on time. Why is that? Because we don't consciously plan to go to bed earlier so you can get up earlier, so you can get your exercise down, drink your cup of warm water so you can go to the bathroom, go relieve yourself, give yourself about an hour and a half to do all those different things. Get yourself dressed, cleaned up, you know, and dressed. Maybe, you know, make sure you do your prayer. Make sure you read something positive. Then leave out the house or go and do and start your day. Because you start the whole day with helter-skelter. You've been used to it. You never stop to think that you could control how you go about the beginning of your day. And that will change your whole attitude towards you, towards how you deal with others and how you even take the time to think. It's about being willing to take the time to think. You have to be willing. You have to be conscious that you even need to do it. So I'm trying to get into your mind and say, hey, yeah, you need to take the time to get quiet, to pray. Get quiet again. Ask your creator, through whatever name you call them, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to be a better human being. But you have to deep down inside want that, to be more loving, to have more respect and courtesy, to be more tolerant of others, to be more caring. And if you can't be more tolerant and you can't be more caring, to just leave people alone, let them be. If somebody needs help and you just decide, you know, that you don't, you just absolutely can't help an African American, you just absolutely can't make it your business to help this other person, maybe you just say, you know what, Miss so-and-so, I know you go to church all the time, can you help this person because it's not in me to help them, but I know they need help, but at least I can go get somebody else to help. Maybe you can do that and just then walk away. But it's a conscious decision. It's about you being consciously aware of what you do and what you put out here. This march today on D.C. was awesome. Here is a few of the chants, and I just love them. This one, the people united will never be defeated. 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 The people united will always be strong. The people united will always be strong. The people united will always be strong. The people united will always win. The people united will always win. The people united will always win. Talking about unity. Talking about unity. And I know in my community a lot of times people say, we can't get together and do anything. You can't get a couple African-American people to get together and do anything. Stop saying that. The truth of the matter is we can get a couple of people together to do anything when we really want to. We pray on it, and we design what it is we want to do. It makes common sense, and we take our time, and we ask people. And we ask more than one person. You may have to throw the net wide. Now you have YouTube, you have You know, then you know, YouTube is the internet. You have all these things. You can send a message out, and you can meet up with some people who are willing to meet up with you to do something that you really want to do. You want to feed the hungry? You can go join another organization that's already doing it, or you could get together with 5 to 7 people, and you can get it done if you really, really want to. So everything we want to do that includes including other people, it is a mindset. And you have to do it expecting that people will join you, but you have to do it with love. You have to have done your homework and know what it is you want to do, have it written out, have the vision of what you want, the plan, and leave room for those people that you would like to have join you to be able to include other ideas without changing your vision, of course. And this is what I saw these women do today, and it was just absolutely awesome. Again, the sisters and brothers I want to thank is Carmen Perez. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Carmen Perez, and congratulations on a job well done. Linda Sarsons, a job well done. And Tamika Mallory, a job well done. Beautiful young people of different races and nationalities. I think they're all Americans, of course, but, of course, from different ethnicities. Van Johnson, a young man who has the love movement. Oh, I like that. And, you know me, everything about love and caring. So I definitely want to do that. I want to do two more other things. One was done by Janelle Monet, and it's hell are you talking about? What the hell are you talking about? I know this is just Tori's love show, but what the hell are you talking about? Hell are you talking about? You know, say her name, Sandra Bland. Say his name, Trey Martin. Say his name, Eric Garland. Hell are you talking about? Do you know what you're talking about? Again, sometimes you got to shut up, get silent, read a variety of newspapers. Leave your area and go read some newspapers out your area. Just go to the newsstand. Just read a couple of articles. Pull up everything you can on these people. Pull up everything you can on these police officers and get to know the story and put yourself in these people's places. If you're a mother, put yourself in the place of Trayvon Martin's mother. If you're one of these white people out here who just saying to themselves, oh, it didn't make no sense. Why was he out there with a hoodie on? If you're African-American, you're still asking that question because maybe where you live, they don't see many people with hoodies on. Or maybe without you realizing, you have classism or you have some type of discriminatory feelings about your own race. If you're from India and you have this nervousness about black people, if you're from some other country, you know, the islands, or even another African country, and you think that, you know, Africans from the continent are better than African Americans, put yourself in check. Stop. Pray on it. Do some research. My brothers and sisters from the continent, understand you were colonized, just like we were. You had a different type of slavery. My brothers and sisters from India, you had your situation, just like we did, invaded upon, colonized, made servants of the, you know, by the British and other different groups. My brothers and sisters from China, same thing. The British came there and wreaked havoc. Almost every country outside of Europe, after they screwed Europe up, all around the world, the Spanish, the Portuguese, the Germans, the Dutch, the British, the French, the Italians, went around the world screwing things up. We got to wake up and realize what has happened. And it's not right to be a bully if you're the French government and, this, you know, and you're on the high seas in 1775 or 1623. That doesn't make it right. That's why I love Pirates of the Caribbean. Pirates of the Caribbean, it talks about freedom. The pirates have it right, being free, because God gave us the waters. He didn't give it to the French. He didn't say, go out here and divide the waters up, you know, the British government, UK, America, Japan, China. This is just something that human beings decided to do. I love that. Hell, you talking about? That was another chant today. I love it when my sister said, we'll make America better than it's ever been, because it's never been great. It's never been great. It's been a mess from day one. It's been a mess from day one. The Constitution needs to be rewritten. I'm saying it's with love. I lovingly know it needs to be rewritten because it's screwed up. First of all, it didn't include women, and it didn't include men of every color, men and women of every color, all people from everywhere, all religions, not just Protestant, not just Catholic, all religions. So there's a lot of work that has to be done. There's a lot of work in America. America's been a bully, and is still being a bully. What our current person, DT, is saying, America first, well, that's good, but not at the expense of other countries, not at the expense of hurting other people deliberately. And some people say, you haven't given them a chance. Well, you ask the people who were in slavery that waited for things to change. They kept being told by other people, just give it a chance, just give it a little bit more time. You had slave owners that promised their people they were going to free them. A lot of times was upon their deathbed. Then you got somebody that's 45 telling you that before they die, you 35, I'm going to free you, Sally Mae. Before I die, my deathbed. Well, my God. And usually when they died, if it was a male, y'all know what happened. The wife hated the female slaves and sold her even further down south, because 9 times out of 10, that male slave owner was abused the female slaves sexually, and that white woman knew it. So this thing goes deeper and 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 deeper. So we have to look at our history, and we have to think. We will make America brand new. We'll make it better than it's ever been. It is up to us, the people. We are the people. We are the people. We are the government. We can be. We have the right to be. Every piece of legislation that's out there, we need to take over half of them off the books and put new things on the books that reflect being reasonable, that reflect being understanding. Instead of locking everybody up for every dying blasted thing they do, we need to make sure that people are fed so people don't have to go around stealing a loaf of bread. I always thought that was the stupidest thing. I used to look at Oliver Twist, and I would say to myself, well, that's kind of mean. He's hungry, he's a little child, and well, any of those movies, I can't remember the entire theme, but a lot of those European stories, you know, The Tale of Two Cities, you know, all those stories where you see, it reminds me of The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, you know, and this reminds me of, it reminds me of one of those stories, I can't think of the name of right now, a Christmas Tale or something, A Christmas Carol, where the owner of the business is so stingy, and, you know, his employees are freezing as they work, and he can barely feed his child, and he doesn't have, you know, of course, there's no such thing as health care. But these things are important. It's important. And it requires that every last one of us just stop. And some people can say, okay, I stopped, and they think it's funny. They stop for a minute, they stop for a second, they stop for 5 minutes, they stop for a half an hour, they stop for an hour. You may have to pause for a day. You may have to, if your schedule's all screwed up because you're already enslaved in the system, you may have to find 15 minutes every day to stop and think about what I'm trying to tell you and pray about it and ask about it and research it, not just in the books that your other prejudiced friends and your mother and father give you, but to research it globally. Maybe you need to study Mahatma Gandhi. Matter of fact, you do. All of his writings. You need to study Malcolm X, and you need to study all of the writings of Dr. Martin Luther King, the ones he did when he was in prison, all of the writings. Then you'll get a better understanding of what it means, what people's needs are, and what it means to be loving, caring, patient, tolerant of others, and expecting someone to be tolerant of you and what it is that you want to do. And, you know, my other thing is, if you really are a person who absolutely hates other people of other nationalities, then you need to remove yourself and find some place for yourself to go. Really think about it. You're thinking to yourself, these people need to go. You never thought about, wait a minute, you're the one that needs to go. And find a place that works for you. So I'm getting ready to close out. And it's all about freedom. Today was about a freedom movement. And we as women have the right, as human beings, it's our human right to express how we feel. It's our human right to say that we realize that what Donald Trump is pulling together is going to be detrimental to us, and the prior governments haven't done their part either for many, many years. And so, therefore, we have a voice, and there's actions that we have to take for future generations, for my daughter, for my daughter's family, and for our children's children. That's what we're talking about, the people from Flint, Michigan, and other places who have bad water or no water, who are being poisoned, the Native Americans' land and water that's being poisoned. We need to all be concerned about that because, see, at the end of the day, what you need to understand that is wrong, that they're just the first part of the experiment, and you're next, buddy. Oh, yeah, you're next. It's like capturing animals and putting them in the zoo so we can study them. For what? People were on the planet living amongst these animals for years, for thousands and thousands of years, and we knew more about them because we were living around them. Now they've moved away from us. We don't even know how to deal with a deer. But there were times when our Native American brothers and sisters knew how to live amongst the deer and the bison and the horses and the people who live on farms don't seem to have a problem. People who live on the continent of Africa and India have found ways to live with different types of animals. And it's a matter of wanting to. It's a conscious decision, but it's being aware. And I'm giving you the awareness. That's what my goal is. This is the Jasari's Love Show, a platform of the Home-Based Business 101. Stay tuned in for future shows. My show should be coming on every Saturday at 4:30. My husband's show will be coming on, I believe, on Sunday mornings. He will send that out. Listen out for Miss Victoria Falk, New York, New York, a beautiful young lady out of New York. Listen out for her program. We're here to share, to uplift, to educate, and to empower, to wake some people up, to challenge some people. But I want to do it in love, and I'm thankful again for today. I am thankful for the women of the country here willing to step it up. I pray that everybody goes home safely and that they're able to, and I know that we will be able to work on our agendas, push them forward, and we will be able to make major change in what our government has and in the way the United States is carrying itself and its behavior, and we will make America much better than it has ever, ever been. Again, I want to thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. I'm signing off now. I look forward to talking to you next week. If you need to connect with me, you can send me an email at jasaris@gmail.com. That's J as in joy, A as in air, S as in sunshine, A as in again, R as in Ray, I as in island, S again as in sunshine, L-O-V-E, @gmail.com. That's where you can find me. In the meantime, peace, love, and let's practice a whole lot of Kuji Chakalia, self-determination, Hashima, respect. And look out for the Victoria Falk Show. She'll be coming on Mondays at 3:30 on travel. Peace and love.